This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, as well as around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and our Border Patrol protecting us along our borders. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting that mail for delivery today, the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, 7 past the hour, Ms. Rosemary. Howdy, howdy.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. Good morning to the wonderful, wonderful all of you. I love you all so much. I missed you all last night more than you know. Things came up. Okay, good morning especially to Al and to Richard, our Marine friend in Oregon, to Trucker Mark, Trucker Ed, Catwoman, Road Dog, and Dan the Man. Boy, when I heard you were coming on next, I said, I couldn't get better. Couldn't get better. Hang on, Dan. Hang on. Remember, I wasn't on last night, and I got the whole week yet, and I've got a story on communism I've been holding. You want communism? Okay, I'm going to give you a story about that tomorrow night. It's a true story. And by the way, you know, I did have kind of a little rough, some of you know, weekend. Things are getting rough. But I'm telling you, I wish Flip, I don't know if he's on tonight, but I know
he is.
Okay, Flip, I know you can only dance with one foot, but this is a foot stomping song. And I'm telling you, it's my theme one, and it raised me to a new level when I was undergoing a whole lot. I'm involved in a lot of work you guys don't even know about, you don't want to know. But when I heard this song, every time I hear it, and I only take a few words, it's my theme song. Let's get those words on before I give a message. And by the way, you want to hear every night, because I've got something on communism tomorrow night. I've got blessings I've never given before. Absolutely different for healing. Okay, I'll raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemy. Oh, yes, I'll raise a hallelujah until I watch the darkness flee. My weapon is a melody. Well, that's me. And heaven comes to fight for me. I'll raise a hallelujah in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're going to hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. For death is defeated, the king is alive. Let's raise a hallelujah, people. We are the winners, not that crazy group and all of them, which I'm going to talk about later. We got to watch that Sharia law thing, too. I told you about that. Okay, here's a little thing I want you to hear that might help some of you about injustice. Yes, there's a lot of injustice going around, isn't there? All right, there's an example of some women. This is a true story, may I tell you. In a Dinka village in Sudan, government-backed soldiers ravaged their settlement, butchering and brutalizing more than 100 people. Muslim fundamentalists captured the abandoned, the weak, the burned huts, and the raised crops. The horror gave birth to hope, though. A remnant of survivors, the wives and mothers of the murdered and missing, gathered sticks together, tied them together in the form of tiny crosses. Before they buried the bodies and mourned their losses, because they didn't want to keep mourning, they pressed the crosses into the ground. Now, this is an important sentence here. Not as memorials to their grief, but as declarations of their hope. Are y'all hearing that? As memorials, not as memorials to the grief, because you have to let go of grief at some point, but as declarations of their hope. They were followers of the cross. And the cross sticks expressed their living faith in a God who would make sense of the tragedy. And guess what? Divine justice would be done. And you know, I'm going to really give you a talk on divine justice some night, because it's about to happen. Maybe not, I don't know when, but it's, God has a divine justice, which is not like ours. You know, things are not just right now. We got a group of people, as you all know, and the captain's been talking about every night. I don't even watch. I can't listen to them. They're crazy nuts. And they're so to the left. They're not just to the left. Wait till you hear out the story on the communism. So if you have tragedies and injustice in your life, remember this. He's going to make it right. And by the way, just did in my life in a situation. So God will make it right, but you gotta have that trust. We are a Judeo-Christian nation. And so help me God, I've gotta talk about Sharia law again, which a couple years ago really bothered me. I've gotta get back into that. We are not gonna ever let that happen. And you people who live near, shame if you're not fighting that, because I'm gonna tell you something. That is what they wanna bring about. That's against God.
They already have in Dearborn, Michigan. We're going to get into it with Ron Edwards in hour four.
Well, good. You really talk about it. Ron, yep. You get with it on that, because I'll stand right behind
you. He told me that yesterday. I said, that's a violation of federal law. You cannot have Sharia law anywhere.
Right. That's right. This is a Judeo-Christian nation, and I'm pounding my fist. We will not have Sharia law. I think everybody in the building is laughing at me here. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It is what it is. They wouldn't want Sharia law either. I know them. Okay, so... Anyway, I've got a lot of messages this week. I've got new ones. I've got tomorrow night. I've already, because I won't be here in the morning. I have so much to do. I'm lined up to give the one on communism. You want anybody on here think you might want that? I got news for you. I've got a true story of a guy that got caught up in that. And then I've got a special toward the end of the week. You got to hear this, people. Never given a blessing such as we're going to give this week, because this nation needs a healing. And many of you need healing. I just got over pneumonia that almost took me out. Some of you didn't know that. Well, God healed me. He just did. That's all I'm going to say. You know, he's a healer. He heals, and he's full of divine justice, and we're really going to talk about that. Do not worry about these evildoers. They will fail. So help me. Love you all. I'll get with you tomorrow night, and stay tuned for Dan. God bless you, Captain, and God bless America.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Here comes the music. Perfect timing on her part. And I will be right back. Deanna Mann's going to be calling in. And I look forward to hear what he has to say. Because, again, as I just told you, in hour number four, when Ron Edwards comes on, he's going to be telling us about Sharia law that's actually been enacted in Dearborn, Michigan. And they've allowed it to happen, even though it is against federal law. We can't have Sharia law in this country anywhere, period. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a company out in Seattle, Washington. And hello, Pete. Hello, Seth. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. And, you know, when they approached me about representing them with their product on the all-night shift on the Third Watch, it didn't take much for me to say yes, because I take the product, and it works for me. And I have got problems, just like I told you before the show started, about 2 hours before, all of a sudden my back was just really bugging me. And it was about time for me to take my Relief Factor, so I did. And within the course of about 30 minutes, it just stopped. My problem stopped, and I haven't had it since. But I've been taking Relief Factor, and I started out with the 3-week quick start, doing it exactly the way it said to do it. And then after that, I found out that I could take it twice a day, once in the morning and once at night, and it would work for me quite nicely. So that's what I do, and it does work for me. So if you're suffering with arthritis pain like I do, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, leg pain, ankle pain, hip pain, whatever kind of pain you got, muscle aches, you name it, guess what? Try the three-week quick start of Relief Factor. Easy for me to say. The 3-week quick start of Relief Factor. It's only $19.95. You'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you. And you're only out $20 if it hasn't worked. But I'm telling you, it's worked for so many people, including a half dozen people I've run into in the last several days, that you need to at least give this a try. It's all natural. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. Go over there. Try the 1995 3-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. All right. Here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Professor Emeritus from Indiana, Dan the Man. Hello, sir.
Sir, I want to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
I heard the breaking news about Chinese and Russian planes.
Yes, sir.
On South Korea. Why would they do that?
Well,
nobody wants us out of the Korean Peninsula more than the Chinese.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're doing everything to keep us there.
Yeah.
If there's any South Koreans that are straddling the fence politically on whether we should stay or leave, they're now in the stay column.
Sure.
It makes no sense unless, you know, they're seeing our buildup in the Persian Gulf with B-52s and Saudi Arabia. We're kind of saber-rattling against the Iranians. But, you know, I never could figure that out. All the Chinese and the Russians had to do was suck up to the South Koreans for a couple of years, really make nice to them, involved in a lot of trade. And I think the South Korean mindset would change and tell the Americans, you're out of there.
Yeah.
But with this kind of encroaching their airspace, their identification zones, I think this, then the South Koreans go, I'm glad the Americans are here.
Well, what do you think about Venezuela when that Venezuelan MiG buzzed the Orion plane that was flying in international space on an international mission? That was not a Venezuelan pilot. They can't fly like that. That was a Russian pilot that did that.
Oh, I believe it could have, if it was an American fighter there, would have been down.
Yep, you're right.
I'm telling you one thing right now. Trump is spreading himself too thin. He's got to take care of a problem. One problem. Either you focus in on Venezuela and there's a regime change and you kick the Russians and the Chinese out, or you take care of Iran finally for the last time, or you go to South Korea and you build up like they've never seen it before in the South China Sea. But trying to send one Marine to three different places in the world isn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've seen. You know, he's starting to be a professional politician because when he ran, he would say, I'm not going to let the enemy know what I'm going to do. You know, Obama would always tell you what he was going to do before he did it. Well, we're not going to go in that country. We're not, you know, when he did lay the law down and then he broke it. You know, his line in the sand, the red line, how he was, that changes the calculus on things. I don't even think he could do calculus, but for the sake of argument, he made a threat that he didn't back up.
Well, look now at the ice. Look at the ice raids, Dan, because the ice raids, he talked about, well, we're going to do this at such and such a time and all that. They were already doing it.
But he's telling Iran that he doesn't want to really fight him.
Well, that may be a ploy, too, because we're reopening the Sultan Air Force Base in Saudi Arabia that's been closed since the end of the war with Iraq.
I know, but he's going to have to do something. He's going to have to take care of a problem instead of playing mind games and sending just little bits and pieces off in different. Our number one concern should be Venezuela and the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
That's our backyard. And the last thing you want are a lot of Russian, Chinese military planes there. You wake up one morning and Latin America has guerrilla movements all over it. You know, and then you're going to spill more immigrants into this, into North America, into the United States.
By the way,
that's where he should be focused on hardcore first.
By the way, there's a video, and Joe Bagadonis is sending me the message here. He says, "Have you seen the video? I'm more concerned than ever that we'll have a shooting civil war. It's the commies against the Americans. I've had enough of your thoughts." Well, my thoughts are, I know what they're doing. They are definitely trying to pursue that angle. It's, again, all part of the Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals to fundamentally change America, and they're definitely pushing that gamut.
Oh, I agree. And they seem like they have the billionaires to back them up, too, which is always counterintuitive than what you think. You think somebody like Soros made their millions off the free market.
Let's take a caller question here. I think this is Ian. I think he's got something he's got to ask here. Is that you, Ian?
Okay. Yeah, well, I got a comment, then I'm going to hang up.
Go ahead.
I like Dan and everything. I say I like Dan. He's talking about Iran, Venezuela, South Korea. But you got to realize something, my friend. This is 2019. This isn't 1955. And I don't want to sound like a downer. We are in a stalemate position because, unfortunately, we are weak. We don't have the manpower. We're $22 trillion in debt. We're actually more than that.
Yeah.
This is what they're telling us about, okay? We don't have the manpower. We don't have an army that's under a draft, okay? And we have an internal enemy of a combination of Islamics, socialists, leftists, progressives, border jumpers, Mexican reconquistas. And you want to go around the world and solve all these problems with these three countries. I agree with that. There are problems. We got problems right here. The enemy, as far as I'm concerned, is inside the wire, okay?
Okay.
The action is right here. It's not with those other three countries.
All right, thanks.
You.
All right, and I don't disagree with what Ian is saying, Dan, but
you
I
know
do.
What?
Go ahead.
Ian's just said what I've been saying for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
He must have heard me wrong. I don't want to go into three countries at one time.
No, and that's why you have coalitions. And by the way, what's wrong with putting Saudi Arabia in charge of the Iranian thing? They don't get along anyway.
But they don't have the numbers. Iran is twice the population militarily. It's probably 10 times stronger than Saudi Arabia. You know, Saudi Arabia has 3,600 royal family members over there. They hire everybody to do everything for them. And when it comes to a shooting war, they're going to hire the Americans to do it for them. You know, you saw that in the first Gulf War.
And they sure as heck Dan, have got a lot of sophisticated military hardware. Who the heck's operating that?
Well, top-of-the-line royal family.
Okay.
A lot of stuff that time was bought. If you remember, go back to the Reagan era, the AWACS plane, just to tick Israel off. You know, you had to satisfy Israel and Saudi Arabia, especially back in the early 80s when we were really importing a lot of oil. But to get back to Ian's thing, he's pretty much quoted me what I'd said. Yeah, we need a draft. We need a bigger military. It has to be done more effective, and it has to be done cheaper. The guy that invented the all-volunteer force was a guy that I admired, Milton Friedman.
Yeah.
Great libertarian, but he was on the right track in the wrong direction. He wasn't always right.
And I don't mind bringing back the draft at all for men and women.
Well, I'm telling you this. And like you said, we're $22 trillion in debt. And that's just going to go up based on entitlement and social spending. You know, we got less and less and less. I think this last, what was approved yesterday in the House by Pelosi and Trump, I think it's a joke.
Well, the debt just went up again dramatically. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our budget just went up about 1/6 of what it should have been.
Yeah.
We can't keep this up forever. And Ian, I agree with you. You said everything I've always said. I just kind of point out some of Trump's weaknesses
okay.
now and then because don't want to get misled by anybody.
Got to run, Dan. Here comes the music.
I hear the music, and Captain, I will talk to you later on in the week.
All right, thanks very much, Dan. Very good conversation, and Ian, you too. Appreciate the comments there. Folks, we'll be right back with our first military and veterans news segment. Going to find out what's going on over there in South Korea. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump announcing a budget and debt ceiling deal reached with Democrats. He tweets,
I'm pleased to announce a deal has been struck with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on a 2-year budget and debt ceiling with no poison pills. The president goes on to say, "This was a real compromise in order to give another big victory to our great military and vets," explanation point. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had been warning of hitting the debt ceiling in the next few weeks while lawmakers are out on summer break. In other news, President Trump meeting with the Prime Minister of Pakistan at the White House and is asked about the upcoming Mueller testimony Wednesday. The president saying he might watch a little of it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo Browning will be in studio Thursday morning, so get your questions ready to ask, and we'll have them all ready for him when he comes in. Meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I've got an idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, and I want you to listen up, guys and gals, because I know some of you are in a dead-end job that's going nowhere, no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, and you're just biding your time waiting for something better to come along. Well, here it is. Check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. I'm going to repeat that last part. With an unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, you can start out making $50,000 or $60,000 a year right out of school. You can even make more than that because it's all up to you and your ability. You can work as much as you want, earn as much as you want. It's that simple. And if you take a job with an overseas contractor and go overseas, you can start out with a six-figure salary. Wouldn't that be nice? And by the way, there's going to be some contractors hiring because of the fact we've opened the Sultan Air Force Base in Saudi Arabia, and they're going to need to have contractors there to do some of the work with the aircraft that'll be going into there. Think about that. Now, check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Once again, the number is 800-659-2080. The website, naa.edu. What have you got to lose? You got everything to gain and a tremendous salary and benefits, too. Tell them the captain sent you. National Aviation Academy, naa.edu, 800-659-2080. Well, we've got a couple of developing stories here. First of all, South Korea, as we came on the air, it started out, the report was two Russian jets had entered South Korean airspace, contested airspace, and shots had been fired to warn them away from the 20 millimeter cannons that they had, aircraft, anti-aircraft guns on shore. And then, about an hour later, add to the mix two Chinese bombers that came back and flew over the same territory with the two Russian jets. And then they went away. Now, it's been reported that some 350 shots were fired at these planes to warn them away. And they did turn away rather than going into the flak and being blown out of the sky, which might or might not have happened. So this is a major incident, and we'll hear more about it as the day goes along. Also, coming out of Venezuela, lights went out again. This time the power blackout has been blamed on an electromagnetic attack. Really. I know some people that that are from Venezuela that work right here in our sister radio station, Radio Luz, and their parents are still in Venezuela, and the infrastructure there is terrible, horrible. And the power lines and the power transformers blow and go down every single day. This was not an electromagnetic attack. This was, once again, the infrastructure that's no good. And by the way, while we're talking about Venezuela, let's not forget a U.S. Navy EP-3 Ares II reconnaissance aircraft was approached in an unprofessional manner by a Venezuelan Su-30 flanker fighter aircraft, which is a updated MiG, in approved international airspace, according to U.S. Southern Command. They were buzzed several times at high speed. Now, the way this plane was handled was very similar to the maneuvers that the Russians use in the Black and Caspian Seas when they run across our aircraft. So think about that. By the way, they've done the same thing with our ships over there, flown down basically on the deck within yards of the ships, which is exciting to say the least. Now, hundreds of recruits, you ready for this? Hundreds of recruits got into the Army without passing a mandatory fitness test. And it was back in early 2017 when a one-station unit training battalion commander at Fort Benning, Georgia, noticed one of his soldiers looked weak, and then come to find out they had not been through the physical fitness and the training and the test in basic training that they had just come out of. Now, I don't know how that's possible, but in the military, it's all about physical fitness day in, day out, the whole length of time you're in basic training. It's all you do, for the most part, besides learning how to become a soldier, sailor, airman, or marine. So somebody really screwed up something there. Be listening for more on that one, I guarantee you. By the way, a U.S. Navy flotilla encountered Iran in the Straits of Hormuz. Immediately after entering the Straits of Hormuz at 7 a.m. local time, a group of six U.S. Navy ships had a series of tense encounters with the IRGC, culminating in the downing of an Iranian drone. The fast boats came out. They didn't get as close as the drone did. And then, as you well know, the drone was taken down by the USS Boxer. Now, also, the release of an audio recording has shed new light on the seizure of a British flag tanker at the hands of the Iranians' Revolutionary Guard as tensions are flaring in the strategic Straits of Hormuz. We got a chance to see the Iranian commandos as they rappelled from the helicopter down onto the deck of the tanker, the British tanker, which, by the way, I'm still saying to anybody in this audience, if you can explain this, let me know. How the hell did an Iranian helicopter make it all the way out without being challenged and then allowed to fly over and set up shop over the top of a tanker? How is that possible? How is that possible? Well, somebody was asleep in the switch on that one, certainly. And instead of beaming a flashing light or shouting over a loudspeaker to keep people away from sensitive areas, new technology has now been developed that could allow troops to fire a laser that could form a plasma ball. You ready for this? A plasma ball that talks to potential intruders. The Pentagon is actually making talking plasma laser balls for use as non-lethal weapons. They come up on people trying to get into a base or trying to get into a secured area, and they start warning the people about this, that, and the other, and if they don't do what they're told, guess what? The plasma ball has the capability to detonate, explode, whatever you want to call it, right there where the people are that it's located. Go figure, right? And finally, this may be why we saw China and Russia show up on the southwestern border of South Korea. It's because of a military exercise that's going on starting right now over in that area with the United States and South Korean forces. All righty. Going to do a little celebrating up to the next Highway and Byway Report for the truckers. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Some old trucker's heart gets broke. Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
All right, that's the Highway Junkie song, and it needs the old white line, and we need to find out what's going on out there across the U.S. of A. for all the truckers that are out there in the highways and byways tonight. And howdy, howdy to all our Crete drivers and our Schaefer driving drivers and our Hunt Transportation. And, oh, by the way, to all those mail haulers and all those FedEx drivers and UPS drivers that are out there tonight, and the stations that are loading the aircraft that are listening to us as they're walking around and whatnot with their Walkmans and all the little ways that they have to listen. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot and Flying J. Stop by, check them out. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Well, a cold front will shift across the southeast today with the threat for flash flooding from slow-moving thunderstorms, while Tropical Depression 3, which is between Florida and the Bahamas right now, brings heavy rain to eastern Florida. Now, it's going to stay on the eastern side of Florida, but it's going to brush the coastline. So there's going to be quite a bit of rain, say, from Orlando over to the Atlantic Ocean, pretty much following 17 straight north and south, up and down through there, I-95, as the storm slowly moves up the east coast towards the Carolinas, and then looks like it's going to do a glancing blow and go out to the ocean as a tropical depression. I don't think it's going to become anything else. I haven't heard anybody say that it will. But then again, you never know. So, the monsoonal moisture from that, as well as out in the southwest, where the four corner section of the country, again, is going to have rain developing. I'm looking at rain developing there right now, and it's going to move north-northeast out of there into the central plains and come across the country. That's something else that you'll be looking at for the next couple of days or so. In the meantime, out in the desert southwest, to include southern Arizona and the California desert, you're going to have, once again, high heat, excessive heat coming back to the area where you will definitely have temperatures 110, 115 degrees or more. Now, right now, we're looking at excessive heat and fire threats. The western side of Donner Pass going down into Sacramento. In California, that little section of northeastern California, as well as the southeastern section of Oregon, the southeastern section of the great state of Idaho, and the western section of Utah right now, where you've got very high heat temperatures and, again, a fire threat advisory through those areas. Now, Phoenix West, I-10, I-8, you're going to have some very stagnant air conditions again. Breathing is a problem for those people that have asthma and whatnot there. You might want to think about not spending a lot of time outside because the air is just kind of backed up again in that area. Also, up in Colorado, east of Denver, going towards Nebraska and south of Denver, you've got some very foul, stagnant, dry, repugnant air in that section of the country, too. So be careful. Now, the rain is starting up again in the southeastern four-corner section. We've got rain right now in the mountains near Ruidoso, the Indian Reservation, which is making its way up. There's a system developing as we speak, and that should move into Texas and Oklahoma and possibly into Kansas as the day moves on. Now, we do have rain, and we've had rain all night long in the mountains of Carolina, as well as the northeastern part from Knoxville all the way up I-81 to Bristol and all the way to the Kentucky border. In addition, that rain is in North Carolina from Charlotte north up into Virginia, up towards Wytheville. Then you run out of it, and the east coast of the United States tonight, you have got rain as well as some thunderstorms in the mix in the New Jersey, the Maryland, the Delaware, the southeastern Pennsylvania, New York City, southeastern New York, and Connecticut and Long Island areas right now. We'll check with Chris Markowski and ask him if he was having a good night with a bunch of thunder boomers. But anyway, there you go. That takes care of the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pilot and Flying J. Stop on by. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll get yourself a free cup of Java. All right. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. Hello. Come in.
Good morning.
Got two things flaring up right now. Number one, South Korea. I got the report just as we were coming on the air that first it was Russian aircraft, and then those Russian aircraft were joined by a couple of Chinese bombers, and they intruded into South Korean airspace. Over 350 shots were fired at them to warn them to fly away.
I don't know how many shots, so I can't. I mean, that
I've
could
got
very
the report.
Well be
got
correct.
The report in front of me. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Who was reporting that?
Reuters and CNN, both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. It was both Russia first that South Korea did launch fighter jets in response to
yep.
multiple Russian military planes entering their space,
mm-hmm.
and then. The Seoul Defense Ministry came through and said the Chinese military planes also entered the country's aerial, what is called the aerial identification zone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They apparently, Chinese actually entered, it seems, prior to the Russians doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't speak to the number of shots. I have not seen that. But, all right.
Yeah, I've seen it. One report's 360. The other report's over 300. And the other report now that's coming in from the Associated Press is 350. So I got three different reports. But
So it almost validates my theory that the Venezuelan fighter jet, which is one of three, mm-hmm. happens to be a Russian fighter jet, was, shadowing our aircraft in the Caribbean.
Yep.
And I kind of argue or inferred that, in my opinion, it was a Russian that was probably sitting in that cockpit.
I agree, because of the way they flew aggressively towards the aircraft. That's exactly the way the Russians fly. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they just did this with South Korea.
Right.
Fun times.
Well, we're being tested again, and our allies are being tested too, correct?
Yeah, I don't know if it's so much as being tested. It very well could be tested in this particular situation. I think it's from a readiness standpoint, and who's got the rules of engagement to do what as a response. Obviously, South Korea is much more assertive in their response than the Brits were in their response.
They were the ones doing the shooting, you betcha. Uh-huh. Yep. All right, well, hold that thought, because folks will be right back with more. We're Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. We got quite a bit of stuff to talk about tonight. Oh, by the way, I'm going to ask Denise, because we got a question from a listener here about Sharia law in the United States. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.